in the few minutes that remain, I'll take the opportunity maybe to say something in the spirit of Shavuos that just passed us by. This is a very complicated sugya, so I think we went as far as we could. And now, I just want to say over something that I thought of on Shavuos. The Gemara says in the end of the first part of Kiddushin that there was a machloikis. What is greater? Is Talmud greater? Is learning greater? Or is Maisa greater? Is doing the mitzvahs greater than learning? And this was an unresolved question for many, many years, until finally they resolved the question and said, Talmud other than they deal with a Maisa. Learning is actually greater, for learning brings to action. I mean that in the simple sense, if we learn, it will cause us to do the mitzvah. Therefore, learning is greater than doing the mitzvah. And the question is obvious. Everybody asked. There's been the question of the name of Baal Shem Tov and earlier Gedolim. If we say that learning is great because it brings to action, obviously it's actions which are actually greater. It's the mitzvahs are actually greater because if the whole mila of the learning is that it brings to action, so it must be that the learning is just a means, and the action is the end, and the end is greater. So why does the Gemara say Talmud Adus? Because the Hakhlo should have been that Mice Adus, because the whole mile of Talmud is Shemei Vurei Mice. Now, so I was thinking to explain this, with the Gemara, which relates that when Moshe came up to Shemayim to get the Torah, so the famous Gemara, the Malachim said, Mali Uriisha, and Benu, what's this human doing among us? And the Rebbe Shem told them that he came to recover the Torah, came to accept the Torah. And Malachi said, "Who are you, Shemayim? Why are you giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? Read the Torah here." So the Rebbe Shem told the Moshe that he should answer that question. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Malachim and he said to them, "What do you need the Torah for? Klum Avayin Yesh Lachem. Do you have a mother and father that you can keep it Avayin? Klum Tzimut Yesh Lachem." Is it possible for you? Is it possible for you? The mitzvahs don't relate to Malachim at all. And therefore, the Torah should be given to Bnei Yisrael. So seemingly, Moshe Rabbeinu's answer was so obvious. Malachim should have thought of it themselves. Obviously, all the mitzvahs relate to people, and they don't relate to Malachim. So what was the question? Why did the Malachim want that the Torah not be given to Bnei Yisrael? I think the answer lies in the Lashon of the Malachim Tanya. The Malachim said, "Tznu Hoid Chol Shamayim." Hoid is covered. What's covered? The honor of the Torah. What's the honor of the Torah? The Gemara said in the end of Torah, "We should make sure the Kiva butler covered our Torah." When Rabbi Kiva died, the covered our Torah, the honor of Torah was bottled. Why was what Rabbi Kiva called the honor of Torah? Rabbi Kiva made drushes on every one of the targum that we have in the Sefer Torah, but the Gemara says there also when Moshe Rabbeinu came up and saw the Rabbi Shalom putting crowns on the ISIS, and he asked Rabbi Shalom, "What are you doing this for?" And he said, "Because there's going to be a person, Rabbi Kiva, who's going to make a drush on each one of these crowns." So Rabbi Kiva, who made drushes on every part of the Torah, every letter, and every tag, and every Kutash Yud, that's Kovod HaTorah. So we see that when the Malachim said Tznu Hoid Chol Shamayim, they weren't saying that we should give the mitzvahs to Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael already gotten mitzvahs. In order they got 10 mitzvahs, they could have gotten the rest of the mitzvahs also. 613 mitzvahs without receiving the Torah. In Matan Torah, the Bnei Yisrael received the Torah. Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and now Torah Moed B'Shamayim Hi. From here for the Torah Moed B'Shamayim Hi. And this relates to what we were learning in Harriot, that the din of Hoyer Bezdin, Ramban says that the reason why a person has to follow the Bezdin, even if they made a mistake, is because the Rabbanim Shalom gave the Torah, he realized that people are going to understand it different ways, and he gave the Torah according to the interpretation of the Bezdin HaGadol. That means the Torah can be changed now by the interpretation of people. So this is a giant step from giving the mitzvah to the people. The Malachim agreed. Give the mitzvahs to the people. They can be in the kind of the mitzvahs. But leave the Torah, the drushes of the Torah, the interpretation of the Torah, leave that in Shemayim. That's the Kabbalah Torah. So we stole the Malachim's question is very good. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? Moshe Rabbeinu said you don't have an Ava Aim. That only relates to doing the mitzvahs, but it doesn't relate to the actual learning of the Torah. And from that we see something very great, which is Nagaya for each one of us. That when we talk about learning Torah, there's a tremendous mile in learning Torah of Lomad Almanas Lassai, a person who learns in order to keep the Torah, not just learning as an intellectual exercise, but learning Almanas Lassai. It's not just something which we need as a means to an end. That's a different learning work altogether. A person who learns the Torah as a living Torah, he learns the Torah better than a person who learns the Torah just as a learning exercise. Lomad Almanas Lassai is just something that we need in order to do, but the learning is completely different learning. Someone who learns the Torah, and every part of the Torah, even the parts of the Torah, we're going to now learn Kachin and Dapayani, which right now, unfortunately, is not a local mitzvah, but even there, there's Lomad Almanas Lassai. We're learning the Torah, you know, because we want to be Mekayim the Torah. That is a higher level learning. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu answered the Malachim, no, the Torah has to be given to B'nai Yisrael, because they can learn it better than you can. They can learn Almanas Lassai. And now we can understand the Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Hachra was, Gedoyla, Talmud, Amedu, and Emaisa. This Talmud, the Talmud which is made with Emaisa, then the Limud is other. It's like a Limud is other, but not a regular Limud. The Limud, which is made with Emaisa, then is other.